Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to the very first episode of Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Tuesday, January 28, and here's what's making news, kids style.
The headlines.
The sports world mourns the passing of a legend. War is declared on fizzy drinks. Scientists discover a vampire star. And Billie Eilish has an awesome long weekend. You're listening to Squiz Kids.
The Lowdown.
The sports world was in mourning yesterday and tributes flowed from around the globe following the tragic death in a helicopter crash of American basketball star Kobe Bryant. The former champion player for the Los Angeles Lakers was one of 9 people killed when the helicopter he was travelling in became lost in fog and crashed. Compounding the tragedy, Bryant was travelling with his 13-year-old daughter Gianna. Rescue teams found no survivors. Cricketing great Sachin Tendulkar and Brazilian football star Neymar were among those who yesterday paid tribute to Bryant, the 18-time NBA All-Star, 2-time Olympic gold medalist, husband and father of 4. Here at home, the Australians of the Year were revealed over the weekend, with South Australian eye surgeon Dr. James Mukey receiving the top honour and Queensland tennis ace Ash Barty being named Young Australian of the Year. Dr. Mukey said he was going to use his 12 months as Australian of the Year to launch a war on fizzy drinks and lollies, saying Aussies had too much sugar in their diet and it was having a seriously bad effect on their health. So, not a great day for lemonade, all things considered.
Spin the globe.
This is a daily segment where we spin the globe and find a news story wherever in the world it stops. And today, the globe has stopped on Washington in the United States, where astronomers have discovered a vampire star. And no, we're not talking a star with big teeth and an aversion to garlic. It's a star that slowly devours all the planets that surround it. The vampire star was discovered in a galaxy that lies 3,000 light years away from Earth, which is 3,000 times the distance that light travels in a year, which is like a lot. The vampire star was discovered by a telescope that we sent up into space on the end of a rocket 11 years ago. How cool is that? Oh, and don't worry, it's too far away from us to give us any trouble.
Sport time!
It was billed as the grudge match of the tournament, and last night's Australian Open clash between Aussie hotshot Nick Kyrgios and Spanish superstar Rafael Nadal did not disappoint. 3 hours and 38 minutes was how long it took world number one Nadal to defeat our man Kyrgios in a match that swung wildly from one possible outcome to the other. 2 tie breaks, plenty of aces, buckets of sweat, and a whole lot of grunting produced what commentator Jim Courier said was a match that Nick had plenty to be proud about. Meanwhile, young Australian of the Year Ash Barty had a stunning win on Sunday night to set her up for a quarter-final match later today. Go you, good thing.
Pop Culture Corner.
And it's been a huge weekend for pop star Billie Eilish. On Saturday here in Australia, she became the first solo female artist to top Triple J's Hottest 100. A countdown of the year's most popular hits. Meanwhile, over in America, Billie scooped the pool in that country's biggest, most prestigious music awards night, the Grammys. The singer and songwriter, whose hits include Bad Guy, won Best New Artist, Song of the Year, Record of the Year, and Album of the Year. And she's only 18 years old. Wow!
Time for the quiz!
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number 1. What was the name of the Aussie tennis player named Young Australian of the Year? That's right, Ash Barty. Question number 2. What's the spooky name that scientists have given to a star that eats the planets around it? You got it, a vampire star. Question number 3. Name the singer-songwriter who scooped the pool at the Grammys. Yep, Billie Eilish.
Shoutouts.
Each day, starting in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be giving a shout-out to Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday. So, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the contact form on our website. Make sure you tell us who you are, where you're from, and what date you'll be blowing out the candles. Or, if you're a school with a special occasion coming up, be sure to let us know and we'll give you a shout-out too. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again the same time tomorrow. It's been great having you on board for the very first episode. Now, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.